Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Title for our show tonight is Te Fiesta Por Tu. The Tea Party is for you. I have my own Tea Party, the Spirit of America Party. This way, if anybody says I am part of the Tea Party and I say the wrong things and I hurt the Tea Party, I got my own party, I do my own damage. I take full responsibility for everything that comes out of my party, but I do support the Tea Party and will support their candidates. And one of them is Ted Cruz, who's being lambasted tonight by the communist AOL. But let's go back to Te Fiesta Por Tu. The Party of Death, Le Parti della Muerte, the Demo Comunistas, is not the party for Latinos. You are not a slave. You are Americano, Texicano, a bueno hombre. Get out of the Party of Death. You are a God and country American, not a communist toy. Do not let the Communist Party sweep you into their peasant trap. They will keep you poor and blame the gringos. They will have you singing, I have a rancho poquito, instead of a rancho grande. They will have you cutting grass all your life when you could be a contractor and a business owner. You have more in common with the Americanos than with the comunistas. Hard-working people, God-loving people, family people, serving in the U.S. military people, the Te Fiesta is one and the same. Viva Cristo Rey, vamos a comunistas, flag burners and niño killers. Vaya con Dios, the Democrat Party denied Christ three times at their convention. We pray to Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Carmel. We pray to Our Lady all over the world. That's what we have in common, God and country. The commandments that God gave to Moses is our guide. Our motto is the strong must protect the weak, including the unborn with a living soul. Join us for a better life. LLP is guaranteed in our Constitution. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of Te Fiesta. The Tea Party is Te Fiesta, but Fiesta means a party. And that's what we're going to have when we win, we get our country back from the comunistas. So I just thought I would play that for you and pitch you coming over. And don't buy the communist propaganda. They like splinter groups. They like to break everybody up into little controllable packs. And then they can do what they want with them. So I'll give you, let me see if we got anything Latino here. Let me see what we got here. Well, we got a song called Amapola. It's a pretty little poppy.
A boy found a dream upon a distant shore. A maid with a way of whispering, si, senor. Each night, while guitars would softly play, the tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. I'm a poor love. I'm a poor love. How I long to hear you say,
I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
Named Mary, who had a son named Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. I had gotten hit with a headline. I was waiting for the communists to come out and crucify Cruz. And what they did, the headline tonight, they bypassed the fact that the Baltimore district attorney does not want the country to see the autopsy results of the heroin seller who was supposed to be recovering at home from a neck operation. She's covering up the facts so that she can convict three black policemen. And the only reason she wants to convict three black policemen as opposed to three white policemen, she wants more riots. This way, if the three black policemen get convicted and the three white policemen get found not guilty, Baltimore will burn again. This woman is a communist. You better get used to the fact that there is a communist takeover in this country, starting with the President of the United States. So, the headline that's pushing out all the real headlines is Cruz made a distasteful joke about Joe Biden. So when you read it, the first thing you see is he had joked about Joe Biden being a joke. And automatically you get the impression from reading the headline that he said it while or after his son died, Joe Biden's son died, but that's not the case. The case is he said it before we all knew about the death of Joe Biden's son, Beau, which we all lament. There isn't anybody that doesn't feel bad when a father loses a son, even if the father voted to burn the flag that draped his son's coffin. Okay? So, but they're out to crush Cruz. And the proof of the pudding is after the AOL headline, the first 10 blogs are all hateful against Cruz. That's all planned. That's all lined up. And that's to bring down Cruz. So I made a comment. AOL is a propaganda tool controlled by the Huffington Easters. They are out to crush Cruz and starve him from good ratings. You know, Cruz would not have told a Biden joke when Beau died. The communistas don't tell you that. Joke was before the news of Joe's heartbreak was announced. That is how clever the communists are. Cruz has more sense than that. So you saw the communist headline and the first 10 communist blogs give the impression that everybody hates Cruz. This is all campaigning. The Communist Party does not give up. They don't take a break and they don't rest. And they don't observe Christian holidays or patriotic holidays. That is not true. Beware the communist media. They're trying to give the impression that everybody hates Cruz. They're Sarah Palin-ing Cruz. And you know the number they did on Sarah Palin. It got so bad that even the Republicans walked away from her, who should have died with her. But we are now a nation where we leave men in battle to die on the battlefield, and we cover it up. Somebody asked me today, the guy that they accused of making the video that caused the 911 attack on Benghazi, is he still in jail? I think he is still in jail. They want him in jail until Obama leaves office. How would you like to be that poor soul? He's not getting justice. That is really sad. Okay, so having said that, we're going to do 2 minutes of Brazilian.
Sendo o ar.
amanecer, viverá soñar o aún.
United Airlines coach class Coke rule is Islamophobic. No, seriously. And this is posted by Pamela Geller. It was posted on June the 2nd by Pamela Geller. And a Muslim passenger and White House insider charged the United Airlines attendant with Muslim hate-mongering on the flight from Chicago to Washington on Friday because she was not given an unopened can of Coke. Everybody knows if you want your own can of soda, that's a first-class perk. But everybody also knows that Muslims want to be treated as special, superior class in accordance with the supremacist Sharia, and they're getting it. They sue, harass, taunt, threaten, whine, ululate, and they feign victimhood as they victimize their targets. But this is Muslim supremacy on steroids. And I got a flashback. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. Let me just see what these guys are saying. The most unbelievable aspect, they got a picture of her with Obama. The most unbelievable aspect of our whole story, a part of it that is never mentioned by the mainstream media, it's the communist media. The pilot also apologized for everything that happened and said that as a white male, he recognized his privilege. Come on, who talks like that outside of Salon.com's offices? The supremacist is empowered by Obama. And they got a picture of sitting with President Obama and a couple of terrorists. Yeah, the big terrorist is Obama. Well, hello there, Barry, somebody put. Muslim woman says she faced discrimination. After a Muslim woman accused the crew of a United Airlines flight of discrimination, the company has apologized for what it called a misunderstanding. Yeah, remember Gates when he got a Massachusetts cop in trouble who thought he was breaking into his own house, and they played the race card on the cop, and then it blew up in their face, and Obama bought him off with a can of beer. Yeah, and he had to drink the beer. He had to take the beer because otherwise he'd be dead in his job for the rest of his life. You know how that works, from the top down. It's unbelievable. So I flash back to a story similar. I was on a Kuwait flight. On a flight with Kuwait Airways, a three across is my row. I'm on the end of the aisle, sitting next to a big fat Kuwaiti. And at the window seat, he's in the middle, looking out, minding her own business, not bothering anybody, is a very thin Indian girl. The Kuwaiti summons the steward. He says something in Arabic. The steward turns to the Indian girl and tells her she must come out and sit somewhere else. She's annoyed, but obeys because there's nothing she can do. The fat cat turns to me and says, "She cannot sit next to me. It is against my religion." And then he takes the window seat. Yeah. It's all about religion. So, having said that, we're going to do Gypsy King's Bambolero. He said,
ese amor llega así, de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo de la sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Ven, 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 ven. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. No te da perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna de mi destino. El destino te desaparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro lavando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día lo cuento así de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bambolero, bambolero, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolero, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Big headline is Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken says we killed 10,000 ISIS. This is funny, man. He killed 10,000 ISIS. Yeah. And you know, two other experts attested to what Blinken said. You know what their names are? Winken and Nod. So it's Winken, Blinken, and Nod killed 10,000 ISIS. Unbelievable, man. Was that pre-written speech number 27, in case we are losing? Don't use number 28. That is when they get caught stealing. That one starts off with, I'm shocked and appalled. The DOJ is looking into it, and we are forming a committee. Now, speech number 29 is what 2,400 Americans died under Obama and 24,000 were wounded. Those were not Americans. That's what that speech says. Those were NATO troops who are going to be buried in the United States, and they're going to get veterans benefits. But we don't want to give any names out. We have to protect the communists. Is it degrees? Those were NATO troops. Is it degrees? How's that JV team doing in Iraq? I hear the finals are next week in Baghdad. He called it a JV team. They're going to play in Baghdad next week. It is time for the leader of the free world to take charge. Can you get Bibi Netanyahu on the phone? Unbelievable. This president gives a speech. He says to the Coast Guard, he says, our greatest threat is global warming. As soon as he finishes the speech, a ship in Yangtze River capsizes and 400 people drown. This guy comes on, he talks about the economy's doing good. The market drops 100 points every time he says it. He told the Coast Guard, our greatest threat is global warming. He called ISIS a JV team. He told the Coast Guard, our greatest threat is global warming. And as soon as he finished the speech, New York City for the last week has had record lows. They haven't had temperatures this low since 1873. Everything this guy says, the opposite happens. And going back to Benghazi, we now know that they planned, ISIS planned to destroy Benghazi on 9/11. They waited to execute the plan until it was 9/11. We know that. And you know who knows it more than we do? The Russians and the Chinese, because they have all of Hillary's emails. You know, the ones that have nothing to do with government work. Unbelievable. I got a nice tune in 6 minutes. I'm going to give it to you. I may cut it short. Thank you. Tea Party discussions are elites stripping America from U.S. history courses. I was shocked a long time ago when my kids were growing up. They did not know history, and they did not know geometry. Geography. They didn't know the capitals of any major countries. They had no idea of American history. So this is just the icing on the cake now. They're completely destroying it. And I often said when the last World War II veteran is dead, the communists will rewrite American history, and that's what they're doing. So you have to watch channels like the History Channel and the American Military Channel. And the History Channel gets a little bit leftist and put in a little propaganda. It's not right. The history is what history is, you know? And it shouldn't be altered to suit communist propaganda. So that's, and Bernie Sanders is running for the presidency, and he's a socialist. which is a nice name for communist. And Bernie is from Brooklyn. He went up and he converted Vermont to communism. And now even the maple syrup runs red up there. And it's spilling over to New Hampshire, which I used to admire. First off, Vermont is the home of Ethan Allen, a deeply religious revolutionary from the Revolutionary War, who captured Fort Ticonderoga, and when he kicked in the front door and caught the Brits by surprise, he ordered them to surrender in the name of the Great Jehovah. So he was a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. And then they took the cannons, a guy named Knox, General Knox. I don't know if I think he made general after he took the cannons from Fort Ticonderoga. And he delivered them to Washington at Boston Harbor, overlooking the harbor. And the fact that the cannons were up in the hills overlooking the harbor forced the British to flee all the way to Nova Scotia and reorganize so they could come back down and destroy the United States. But by the grace of God and the Blessed Mother, we stopped them. We won the war. And you know what percentage of Americans won the Revolutionary War? 25%. And the others said, listen, we're from New York, and we'll wait and see. We'll see how it goes. And when we finally did win, all the ones who sided with the British were given a choice. You can stay here, but we don't like you. Or you can go back to England. And many of them went back to England. And that's the birth of a nation, in a nutshell. Told to you by a nutshell. A shelled nut. But anyway, anything else good in history? Watched the taking of Okinawa. And I watched the taking of Pointe du Hoc. You got to see that, man. You have no idea what bravery is until you see those Rangers climbing 100-foot cliffs while the Germans with machine guns were shooting them as they came up the ladders, dropping hand grenades on them. It's a wonder they ever made it. And you know what? They knew they were dead. I got to tell you, most of the GIs who went overseas in World War II to fight, they never thought they were coming home. They said they made their last goodbyes. They didn't believe they would come home. That's the sacrifice that they made. And by the grace of God, in the Pacific, Harry Truman dropped two big ones and convinced the Japanese that they should live also instead of committing national harakiri, which the communists won't tell you about. But they'll tell you how great Stalin was. You know what Joe Stalin said on the invasion of Berlin? You know what he told his troops? His order of the day was, no Russian will be charged for any crime against a German. any crime against a German. The only innocent German is the unborn. And our Supreme Court says, no, that's not right. You can kill 4,700 a day by the order of the Supreme Court. They're the ones that are killing the babies. And then the Democrats made it part of their party platform. Unbelievable. So we'll see what's happening. We'll go to another tune. Ah, yes. We're going to go to a church tune. That's where all good songs begin, you know. They begin in Chapel of Dreams. Crisis. You aren't hearing much about this in the mainstream media. I'm reading an article by Michael Snyder. You aren't hearing much about this in the mainstream media, but at this point, bird flu has claimed the lives of 45 million chickens and turkeys in America. When I wrote about this a month ago, the number of dead birds was sitting at about 20 million. In just a month, it has risen another 20 million. This is a major crisis, and it's already causing egg shortages around the country. And yet, very few people seem alarmed. They don't know. Why is that? Obama's covering it up. He's now murdering our chickens. He won't give them Obamacare. And isn't it just one strain of the bird flu virus that we're talking about? Right now, there are two strains that are spreading like wildfire. How does it go from one coop to another, one farm to another? So far, the H5N2 strain has hit the states of Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Arkansas, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Idaho, Oregon, and South Dakota, Washington, and Wisconsin, and it's now up in Ontario and British Columbia. The H5N8 strain has not been doing quite as much damage yet, but it has been killing birds in California, Idaho, Indiana, Oregon, and Washington. In addition, Canadian officials have discovered that the H5N1 strain, so they got three strains, is spreading in British Columbia. This is the worst bird flu outbreak in the history of North America, and it continues to spiral out of control. Things have gotten so bad that some manufacturers are considering switching to eggless eggs. What does that mean? They say 25% of the country's egg production is already offline. To replace eggs, manufacturers are increasingly turning a high-tech San Francisco firm that makes an eggless egg using a secret blend of plants. With production down, with production down 25% at this point, and the worst probably still to come, some fast food chains are already cutting back. For instance, Whataburger has announced it's going to limit the number of hours that it serves breakfast. Whataburger says it's limiting its breakfast serving hours, citing egg shortages. So they're only going to do it from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. So you're going to have to get up early to get your eggs. I hope the people start waking up to this. At this point, the CDC says there are no human cases, but they're urging caution. While these recently identified viruses are not known to have caused disease in humans, their appearance in North American birds may increase the likelihood of human infection. You don't think that's part of the germ warfare program of the communists, do you? You don't think the Democrats are doing this, do you? Just the other day, Bill Gates spoke about his belief that a future pandemic could come along at any time and kill tens of millions of us. One of the world's richest men who spoke about vaccines. So now is the time to stock up. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe you got to get your own chicken. Get a healthy chicken. Take an egg a day. Egg shortage and turkey shortage. Want to hear the comments? Sounds like a major price hike. Leagues of investigations were on this last year as leaks impended intentional release of the virus. They're trying to take down our food sources. USDA with cargo is selling our livestock to foreign nations, having contracted with them already, which will raise our prices as we pay for grain, water, and their environmental impact. That's what happens when corporations run everything. Next, the swine and another bout of bovine. Yep, it's always the big guy that's getting us. Huh? We got to take over Cargill. That's what we'll do. We'll put Al Sharpton in charge, and he'll ration out. Guy says bird flu may be a blessing if it strikes all the bird brains in Congress. Yeah, we got a bad crew. Not too many replies. I'm surprised. Okay. We're going Latino tonight, so I gotta find something Latino. No, that's French. I got Spanish and Arabic. We'll do a little Cuban Fanta. Oh, that's 6 minutes. I got 1 4 minutes. Let me see what this sounds like. Okay, we're back, and we're talking about the enemy of the people, the Communist Party, formerly the Democrats. They're very dangerous. They play all the cards. Their loyalty is to international communism. Their Pope is Putin. They have been infiltrating the USA since Herbert Hoover rounded them up and shipped them back to Russia. They will not rest until the USA is a rubble heap. Their slogan is, "We did it all for you." They control many colleges. They play all card games. Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. See Communist Party above. Rhino Party is 30% of the Republican Party. They pretend to reach across the aisle for the good of the country. They are Democrats in waiting. Any politician who meets in a closed room with America's enemies is a pocket liner. You don't think the Democrats have not been promised a cut of Cuban casino revenues? Maybe some Castro drug action? Puppies led by Reince Priebus and whiteboard Karl Rove. This is the Blue Blood Division, preventing the rising stars from shining through. Forget Huckabee, Kasich, Krispy Kreme, Sorry Rand Paul, Carly, Jeb Bush, Peter No Intelligence King, and the Blue Blood Establishment. I could go for Cruz Rubio or Cruz Carson, Cruz Jindal. That brings over 70% of the Latinos to the Tea Party, Te Fiesta. And Carson will bring over hardworking people who want success. The communists are afraid of the Tea Party. They are too American. They are God and country people. They do not like... They do not like... I'm sorry. When I hit that little arrow... I got to learn how to do this. You know, when you get a wooden computer as a birthday present, you know you're going to have problems. Let's see here. I said the Rhino Party is 30% of the Republican Party. I forget Huckabee and the boys. I could go, the communists are afraid of the Tea Party. They're too American. They're God and country people. They do not like to see the Democrats kill children and burn the American flag. When the Latinos realize the Democrat Party is smuggling in drugs and slaves, Obama is a slaver. He's bringing in undocumented children that can never be traced or found again. And you know that they're not all going to end up in Harvard. Drugs for taxes, slaves for organized crime. My guess is 10% undocumented, unidentified, unknown boys will be siphoned off for slavery by very bad people. And if these kids disappear, who's going to know it? Obama is a slaver. And that is why we have to cleanse house. One term per termite. That is why. Where am I going here? The communists are afraid of the Tea Party. I said that already. That is why I trust Cruz Rubio, Cruz Carson. Rhinos and Democrats will prepare to care. Will pretend to care. We have to clean house. Uno termina por termita. One term per termite. Taxes only on the primary job and no taxes over 40 hours. If you're working 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs, you only pay on the primary job. All of the rest of the money that you get to keep is yours. And that includes the taxes. No taxes, only on the primary job, only on the first 40 hours. The only lobby is in a hotel. The largest bribe you can pay to any politico, it can be no bigger than a dollar, whether you're Prince Bandar or Joe the Plumber. The most you can donate to a bribe-taking politician is a dollar. Military's families whose spouses are rotting in jail with a PC communist conviction must be allowed to retain their benefits and honor. They broke no laws. They should not be made victims of the state. 14 years of losing legs and we still don't have an IED locator or pre-detonator. Starting salary for military and police, $100,000 a year, and no cop walks or rides alone. They've always got to be in pairs. I don't care what your budget looks like. Cut out the welfare. Turn it into workfare. Make them come every day and get a broom and the daily pay. And give them a place to sweep. Combat zone death pays $2 million. Loss of limb or vital organ, $1 million each. The draft comes back and everybody goes, and no exceptions. No matter where you are, you have to go. The smaller the government, the safer the people. Reduce government size by 80%. The only grants are on a $50 bill, and good luck. You get one. And you're going to have to start using used goods. Like for the arts, the ballerinas now got to get secondhand combat boots. Okay. Having said that, what else are we going to say? The only donation to the anti-American, anti-Hebrew UN is one towel and one good bar of soap. All communist media stations have to play the Star Spangled Banner once a day. And having said that, and during Catholic religious instruction in public schools, can we teach the students that the Blessed Mother stands on top of the Capitol Dome? That's not the Blessed Mother. That's the Statue of Victory. Yes, Our Lady of Victory. Is it time to close the IRS, the DOJ, the Snake Department, the EPA, the BLM, and Planned Slaughterhood? Is it time to teach how great our forefathers were? And we should teach that in communist cucumber schools. Is it time to start the school with the Pledge of Allegiance? And can the pledge begin within the name of the Father? How about we add the Battle Hymn of the Republic to the most popular songs to be sung every day? All communist media stations have to play the national anthem daily. Instead of Obama changing the national anthem to "I'd Like to Buy the World Some Coke." Yes, we'll add the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And instead of Obama and his communist media covering up the body count in Afghanistan by listing the Americans as NATO troops, this is something that's going to shock you. You don't know about it. You know how many troops, Americans, that George Bush lost in his 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. Do you know that probably 4 months ago, Obama was up to 2,400? And Iraq had a 7-to-1 wounded ratio. Afghanistan has a 10-to-1 wounded ratio. And not one of those names was ever given, was ever released by the communist press. Instead, they identified them as NATO troops to be identified later. How's that grab you? Okay, we'll go to another tune. You've been so good. You got to listen to my propaganda. You want to do the Do Run Run? I got a song about that. The Kuwaitis were complaining that the Americans were staying too long and that they only came for oil. This is the Kuwaitis, right? We brought them by the hand back to their country. We gave them their country back. We gave them their money back. We gave them their oil back. And this is how we were thanked. But, of course, they say that George Bush went with one plane, got thanked, and came back with two planes. So, you know, they might have a different version of, we already took care of you guys. We took care of your leaders. That's the American way, isn't it? The politicians get paid and the people get starved. Isn't that about a hey, senorita? Come on, boys.
Mama, oh,
Navy veteran, plays in Valhalla now. A great scholar on communist tactics is a guy named Jimmy from Brooklyn. For over 25 years, Jimmy says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And the Boy Scouts problem is a great example. The communists have penetrated the Scouts, whose motto is, be morally straight. Decent people will pull their kids out of the Scouts rather than see them brainwashed with Soviet conditioner. If the Scouts are destroyed because their membership collapses, the communists win either way. They have destroyed the Scouts one way or the other. And they are winners. We pay tribute to the Mexicanos tonight.
Ahora Manuelito, cántale esos ojitos bonitos.
Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas. Debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera
Salerosa.
there singing about the Malagueña Salerosa, I'm flashing back to a picture I seen of a beautiful Latino girl who had been aborted full term. And they laid her out, and she looked so beautiful, and her hair was growing. She had about, I would say, 2 inches of hair. And they laid her out, and she looked like she was asleep. And it was sad. I named her Linda Mujer. I saw a picture of her, and it was very sad, because she'll never grow up to be a Linda Mujer. Her life is over. Yet she's with God. Her soul has gone to join God, and the body will follow. And she will be there at the last judgment. I got a pro-life program here. And the way they killed her is they made a slit in the back of her neck and they cut her spinal cord. And somebody who I know and love asked the question, when you debate these pro-choice people, ask them how they would kill the child. What method would they use to kill the child? So here's a little pro-life news. 3-day-old baby saved from being eaten by ants after she was abandoned and was near death, and she was saved. ESPN viewers outraged that Lauryn Hill didn't receive ESPY Courage Award. I don't know what that's about. Parents reject abortion of baby born with no eyes. Mom says we have no regrets. Why are gay rights groups fighting for equality for everyone except unborn children? And here's more pro-life news. A pro-life Texas Governor Rick Perry, running for GOP nomination for president. He made a pretty nice splash today. He was flanked by two heroes, Navy SEAL heroes, which automatically ups his rating. Sign on abortion clinic says Planned Parenthood is a safe space, but safe for who? These are all topics. I'm not getting into them. I'm just reading you the headlines. Stephen Hawking says he would consider killing himself in an assisted suicide. California Senate passes dangerous bill to legalize assisted suicide. Planned Parenthood sues to stop Arizona law telling women the abortion pill can be reversed. Lawyers fight for human rights for chimps while unborn babies are killed in abortions. Shortage of abortion doctors forces Planned Parenthood to seek nurses to do abortions. Wait till they get to janitor. That's under Obama health care. And the janitor's going to hook up your IV one day. Unbelievable. Do Americans support assisted suicide? It depends on how the poll is worded. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau continues pushing unlimited abortions up to birth. He should have to do every one of them for no money. North Carolina passes pro-life bill for a 72-hour abortion waiting period. Iowa legislature approves bill allowing women to see ultrasound of their baby before an abortion. If you see an ultrasound, you get a real dirty feeling, man. Or you get a real happy feeling if you're keeping the kid. And did you hear the one about clap your hands? Did you see that one? Go to YouTube. Clap your hands, a sonogram. A mother is with the doctor, and he's showing her the sonogram of the baby. And she starts singing, if you want to be happy, clap your hands. And the kid claps his hands. And they not do it once. They do it 3 times. It's unbelievable. God is sending a message. Don't kill your children. We're going to go to another tune. I saw something I liked. Let me see. What did I see? Oh, yeah. You know what? Got a little time for religion. We'll do this one. We'll close with this religious tune, and God bless women, and the duties of women are much greater than the duties of men. It's nice to have a good guy.
Great.